Do we really need Disney World in Kingdom Hearts 4? Now the short answer is yes, of course we do, but hypothetically, what if we didn't get any, and we were just stuck with all the same Kingdom Hearts worlds that we've already seen, including Quadratum, which we haven't? If you think about it, kind of like how Smash Ultimate works, everyone is excited about the new game and the new gameplay, but the thing they're most excited for is the characters that you can play. So what's very similar to Kingdom Hearts is everyone's excited for the gameplay and the characters, but what Disney worlds are going to be included in the game is really the selling point of the series, which I totally understand that. And it's not like I feel like they're running out of possibilities for Disney worlds. I just think that having less Disney worlds or no Disney worlds in Kingdom Hearts 4 in a main series title would be a good refresher to start off phase 2. So let's go back to that question that I just asked at the beginning of the video and examine it from a different perspective. Do we really need Disney Worlds to call it a Kingdom Hearts game and for it to still be enjoyable as a Kingdom Hearts game? Now, of course, I already told you the short answer, but if you really plan it out and try it from a couple different perspectives, you honestly really don't. And I'm going to lay that all out right here, so make sure you watch to the end to get all the details of how a Kingdom Hearts 4 game without Disney Worlds could work. Now, I'm not saying the Disney Worlds are pointless and bad. They are still there to function for gameplay, and they're still there for aesthetic purposes, visual design, so we can see how Sora interacts with these characters from these movies that we've grown up and loved and watched and so on and so forth. But whenever I talk to someone about if they enjoyed 358 over 2 days, of course the gameplay is pretty subpar, I won't lie, but the actual story of Axel, Roxas, and Shion is usually what they point to as one of their favorite stories in the Kingdom Hearts universe, and their dynamic of those three, at least in my opinion, and I've talked to a few other people, I believe, that say that they like the trio of Axel, Roxas, and Shion more than Sora, Riku, and Kairi. Now, I know that's not everyone's opinion, but for the people that who have played the game or just watched the cutscenes on the 1.5 and 2.5 final mix, the majority of them say that it makes these characters so much more lovable than before. And guess what that game's main focus was on? The actual Kingdom Hearts worlds. Well, yes, it had Agrabah, but that wasn't the main focus of it. That was just for to go there, fight Heartless, release the hearts, go to Kingdom Hearts, yada yada yada. But the main focus was on the castle and the clock tower and the dynamic between these characters. And that really drove the story further because of that storytelling, that it didn't need 500 Disney worlds to help push the plot along. It pushed the plot along all on its own just because of these characters and how well they're liked. So yes, 358 over 2 days proves that you can have a successful quote-unquote game with minimal Disney worlds and Disney involvement as long as the story is good enough to carry you through all the way to the end. Now, I kind of touched on a topic similar to this in a video I did a couple weeks ago, and it was about how a Roxas spinoff game could work, and one of the parts was discussing if they needed to have Disney worlds or if it could just be all Kingdom Hearts worlds. So I'm just kind of going to break it down similarly to that, and how if we expand these Kingdom Hearts worlds that we know, like Twilight Town, Hollow Bastion, Destiny Islands, and places that are in the Kingdom Hearts universe, aside from the Disney worlds that were created for these Kingdom Hearts games, if you were able to flesh those out and have those be the main worlds you can explore in these huge wide open areas, you would never need to step foot in a Disney world. And while yes, of course you'd have probably less interesting bosses because they'd all be heartless, the majority of bosses in Kingdom Hearts 3 were just giant heartless anyway, so I'd rather fight Davy Jones, but at the same time I'd rather fight a giant heartless in Twilight Town than a giant heartless in Tangled, but that's just my opinion. In Birth by Sleep, there's only around 7 Disney worlds, and you'd have to go through them 3 times each if you want to go through the whole story, but of course they made it so that each character went to a different one first, so you'd be able to explore it differently so it wouldn't just be exactly the same, and different character interactions and stuff like that made it different. So of course having less Disney worlds that weren't as big as Kingdom Hearts 2 worlds or anything like that is totally doable, and it was doable back on the PSP. I just see Kingdom Hearts 4 as the perfect opportunity to expand on the Kingdom Hearts lore, and especially on the lore of the worlds that we've been to previously, and new ones like Quadratum. And as we know, Quadratum is unreality and side of the Kingdom Hearts reality, and there's also the Datascape, and there's just so much more lore we could get if they take time away from creating Disney worlds, and there's so much they could do with the Kingdom Hearts worlds that you could easily fill a full game full of Kingdom Hearts worlds that we've already been to and new ones. And I honestly think that's what they're gonna do with Kingdom Hearts 4 or whatever it decides to be called, or whatever spin-off mainline game that they end up deciding to make, which I do hope gets revealed in 2022. I don't know if I'm hoping too hard on on that. But yeah, that was pretty much my thoughts for this video. Let me know down in the comments what you guys think of it, if there should or shouldn't be Disney Worlds in Kingdom Hearts 4. Of course, there should be, but this was just my breakdown of how it could work and how they could take from past games to make it work if there didn't happen to be any Disney Worlds. And if you guys did enjoy this video, if you could hit that like button, and if you want to see more content like this, if you could hit that subscribe button to stay up to date with the best Kingdom Hearts 4 theories, character discussions, and lore discussions all about Kingdom Hearts. And I apologize for not posting a new video yesterday. Got really busy. I still plan on upholding the Tuesday, Thursday, Sunday schedule. So keep a lookout for when those videos roll out, and I will see you guys in the next one.